One person caught in the continued tension between the U.S. and Iran, even in a moment of change, is former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati, who was detained while visiting family in Iran and has been in jail for the past 2 years since before the election of President Hassan Rouhani. U.S. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan has been fighting hard to get him out. Hekmati's conviction for espionage and his death sentence have been overturned, but he remains in Tehran's Evin prison. Sara Hekmati, Amir's sister, joins me now from Flint, Michigan. Welcome, Sara.
Thank you for having me.
Do you think that your brother is a pawn in the current nuclear talks between the U.S. and Iran, or are his problems deeper within the Iranian judiciary, from your view?
You know, it's hard for me to know and get in the politics of it. We're just a regular family, and for us to really understand everything that's been going on has been so daunting. I mean, we've heard things like that and we've been told that, but to really know what's going on, it's just very vague and ambiguous.
When you say you've been told that, if you don't mind me pressing you, have you been told that by officials close to Secretary of State Kerry?
No, just from experts that have been familiar with these types of detainments and understanding what's going on.
Is the presence of the United Nations here, and explain, if you would, how they're going to sign up to be a part of the calls for your brother's release. Does that help?
I think it builds international awareness, and I think it can't hurt. And I think that knowing that the international community is watching and that there's a report out there that his case has been investigated by one of their working groups is definitely something that we feel is hopeful for his case.
What is the last contact you've had with your brother, if at all?
As far as direct contact, it's been through family that has been able to visit him, and he's been able to send some letters to our family here in the U.S.
Any sense of his condition, his morale, his spirit?
I mean, it fluctuates. He hears that there's going to be a list of prisoners that will be pardoned, and then, you know, we hear that the momentum is moving, that there's better relations with the U.S., and he keeps holding his breath and hopes, but I know his morale is going down because it's going to be almost 3 years now and there's no resolution to his case. And I can only imagine, as frustrating as it is for us, how it is for him just sitting in a cell, not understanding what's going on with his situation.
Now, it's my understanding that he was visiting his grandmother when he was detained.
Right. He had gone to visit his grandmother and was there for 2 weeks. And it was his first trip. He was born and raised in the U.S. He had never been to Iran. So to go, and he spent 2 weeks with family and was basically just picked up and taken, like, close to the time that he was going to be coming back to the U.S.
How devastating has this been for your grandmother, who must feel a sense of responsibility that the Iranian government has used her as a pretext here?
Oh, absolutely. She says over and over again, if I could look through a fortune ball, I wish he never came. And, you know, she always wanted him to come. He was the last grandchild that had not been there to visit her. And so it was, like, really devastating. And she often says on the phone to my mom, you know, I wish they would take me instead and send him home.
What's your sense of this feeling of change between the U.S. and Iran before we go?
We're so hopeful, and we really, this is something historic, and we feel that the timing couldn't be better for us. If there is a time for Amir to be detained, you want it to be during the time that the U.S. and Iran are actually talking and having direct talks. Before, for the past 2 years, we had been going through other channels, through other governments that have bilateral relations with Iran. And so now there's an actual direct way for them to communicate. And that's really good for us.
A sense of hope from Sara Hekmati, sister of former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati, who's been held in Iran for more than 2 years. Thank you, Sara.
Thank you so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.